Good morning. It's December 23rd, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Our last daily devotional before Christmas Day, and we will have the regular Saturday podcast this week, so make sure you don't miss that. But on to the devotional, and today we're reading from God Becomes Human.
This is about the birth of a child. Not of the astonishing work of a strong man, not of the bold discovery of a wise man, not of the pious work of a saint. It really is beyond all our understanding. The birth of a child shall bring about the great change, shall bring to all mankind salvation and deliverance.
You know, we hope that you haven't lost your wonder for the real reason for the season. The Lord of glory came not as a strong man, not as a wise ruler, but came as a baby to live and experience the lives we live and experience the joys and the temptations that we experience. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 and 18 says, "Therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." Again, our Savior chose to do this. He wanted to do this. If it were not so, who could have forced him? So remember this Christmas and rejoice that the perfect and powerful, eternally righteous Son of God chose to step out of his eternal majesty and take on our form, to live like we live, to suffer like we suffer, to rely on God like we must rely, all so that he could be a more merciful and more faithful high priest. The reason for the season is Christ, and it's worth celebrating, it's worth remembering and sharing this Christmas and all Christmases until the Father calls us home.
I like what you said there, that he relied on God like we must rely on God. And that is something to ponder on. Jesus, fully God and fully man, needed to rely on his Father. And I was just listening to Paul Washer talk of the Trinity, relating it to marriage, how the wife and the husband are one. The wife is not less than the husband, but she submits to him. Jesus and God are one, but Jesus is not below God, yet Jesus submitted to him.
That's a good analogy. Willfully submitting, though equal. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 86, verse 8 and 9. "There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name."
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 23, verse 15. "My son, if your heart is wise, my heart too will be glad."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless."
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.